Everyday English Lesson 10. Welcome to this week's Everyday English Quiz. I have some simple questions for you to answer. If you're ready. Question 1.
I would like you to listen to the following sentences and answer the question I put to you at the end of each sentence. A. The architects have finished drawings for the construction of a second quay for the new buoy harbour. And the question is, how do you spell the word key? B. Daily exercise and self-control. These constitute the key to good health, according to modern health books. The question here is, how do you spell key? The sentence is again, I would like you to listen to the following sentences and answer the question I put to you at the end of each sentence. A. The architects have finished drawings for the construction of a second quay for the new buoy harbour. And the question is, how do you spell the word quay? B. Daily exercise and self-control. These constitute the key to good health, according to modern health books. And the question here is, how do you spell key?
Question 2.
Do you notice any mispronunciations in the following sentences? A. Don't count your eggs before they are hatched. B. One of the southern states was mentioned in the speech. Do you remember which? C. One of the northern countries was mentioned in the speech. Do you remember which? And D. One of the northern countries was mentioned in the speech. Do you remember which? The question again. Do you notice any mispronunciations in the following sentences? A. Don't count your eggs before they are hatched. B. One of the southern states was mentioned in the speech. Do you remember which? C. One of the northern countries was mentioned in the speech. Do you remember which? And D. One of the northern countries was mentioned in the speech. Do you remember which?
Question 3.
I would like you to listen to each of these sentences and tell me in as simple English as possible what you think it means. A. This was not intended to be a built-up area. B. He was built up by the media as the most qualified for the position of governor of the bank. The question again. I would like you to listen to each of these sentences and tell me in as simple English as possible what you think it means. A. This was not intended to be a built-up area. B. He was built up by the media as the most qualified for the position of governor of the bank.
Question 4.
Do you see anything wrong with any of these sentences? A. Should, in case there is an accident, inform the police immediately. B. Should there be an accident, inform the police immediately. And C. In case there is an accident, inform the police immediately. I repeat the question. Do you see anything wrong with any of these sentences? A. Should in case there is an accident, inform the police immediately. B. Should there be an accident, inform the police immediately. And C. In case there is an accident, inform the police immediately.
Thank you, Ajo. And now, the questions will be repeated by Ajo. Now, at the end of each of them, Kofi will suggest an answer. Question 1.
I would like you to listen to the following sentences and answer the question I put to you at the end of each question. A. The architects have finished drawings for the construction of a second quay for the new Bui harbour. The question is, how do you spell the word quay?
The word quay is spelled Q-U-A-Y.
B. Daily exercise and self-control. These constitute the key to good health, according to modern health books. And the question is, how do you spell the word key?
The word key in this context is spelled K-E-Y.
Question 2.
Do you notice any mispronunciation in these sentences? A. Don't count your eggs before they are hatched.
No mispronunciation.
B. One of the southern states was mentioned in the speech. Do you remember which?
The word is southern, not southern, as was pronounced by Ajo.
C. One of the northern countries was mentioned in the speech. Do you remember which?
The pronunciation of the word is countries, not countries.
C. One of the northern countries was mentioned in the speech. Do you remember which?
No mispronunciation was noticed.
Question 3.
I would like you to listen to each of these sentences and tell me in as simple English as possible what you think it means. A. This was not intended to be a built-up area.
It was not intended that buildings and roads should be built in this area.
B. He was built up by the media as the most qualified for the position of the governor of the bank.
It was widely advertised and claimed in the media that he was the most qualified for the position of the governor of the Bank of Ghana.
Question 4.
Do you see anything wrong with any of these sentences? A. Should in case there is an accident, you should inform the police.
The sentence is wrong. It is better to say either of the two sentences that follow.
B. Should there be an accident, you should inform the police.
Correct sentence.
And C. In case there is an accident, you should inform the police.
Correct sentence.
Thank you both. We thank our listeners for their attention and for spending this period with us. Cheers, listeners, and have a good weekend. Till then, it's goodbye from us.